जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन गल्लभा गिरिवरधारी गोपीजन गल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा जमुना तीरा बन चारी जमुना तीरा बन चारी जमुना राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा जय गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंद यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा यमुना तीरा बन चारी जमुना यमुना तीरा बन चारी जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम रे कृष्ण बलराम जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा जय प्रभुपदा श्रीला प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा श्रीला प्रभुपदा जय प्रभु हरे बाल हरे बाल हरे बाल हरे बोल नित्य गौर हरि जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज कश्यार्य स्तोत्र सहदिभांगे शिल अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की कृष्ण फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज कश्यार्य स्तोत्र सहदिभांगे शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर के प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदिगौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री नवदीप माया प्रधान की श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुनामाई की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरीज द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल गुरु गरांते जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजी साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्तांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामे गौरत वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रियद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 2, Remembrance of Lord Krishna, entitled this chapter. And text today will be 6th. Please repeat after me. Sanakair Bhagavallokan. Mrilokam punaragataha Unirjya netre viduram Ityaho dhava usmayan Sanakair bhagavallokan Mrilokam punaragataha Nirjya netre viduram Ityahodhava usmayan Sanakair bhagavallokan Mrilokam punaragatah Nirjya netre viduram Ityahodhava usmayan
Sanakir bhagavallokan Nilokam punaragatah Imritya netre viduram Ityahodhava usmayan
सन कहे ग्रेजुअली भगवता द लॉर्ड लोका फ्रॉम द अबोड निर्लोकम द प्लैनेट ऑफ द ह्यूमन बीइंग्स पुनः आगतः कमिंग अगेन विमिर्ज्य वाइपिंग नेत्रे आईज विदुरम अंटु विदुर प्रीत्या इन अफेक्शन आह सेड उद्धव उद्धव उस्मयम बाय ऑल दोज रिमेम्बरेंसेस ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रपर्ड बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की द ग्रेट डिवोटी उद्धव सून केम बैक फ्रॉम द एबोड ऑफ द लॉर्ड टू द ह्यूमन प्लेन एंड वाइपिंग हिज आईज ही अवेकन हिज रेमिनेंसेस ऑफ द पास्ट एंड स्पोक टू विदुर इन ए प्लीजिंग मूड When Uddhava was fully absorbed in transcendental ecstasy of love of God, he actually forgot all about the external world. The pure devotee lives constantly in the abode of the Supreme Lord, even in the present body, which apparently belongs to this world. The pure devotee is not exactly on the bodily plane, since he is absorbed in transcendental thought of the Supreme. When Uddhava wanted to speak to Vidura, he came down from the abode of the Lord, Dwarka, to the material plane of human beings. Even though a pure devotee is present on this material, in this mortal planet, he is here in a relation to the Lord for engagement in the transcendental loving service and not for any material cause. A living entity can live either in the material plane or in the transcendental abode of the Lord in accordance with his existential condition. The conditional change of the living entity is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the instruction given to Srila Rupa Goswami by Sri Chaitanya. The living entities all over the universes are enjoying the effect of the respective fruitive results of their own work, life after life. Out of all of them, some may be influenced by the association of pure devotee and thus get the chance to execute devotional service by attainment of taste. This taste is the seed of devotional service, and one who is fortunate enough to have received such a seed is advised to sow it in the core of his heart. As one cultivates the seed by pouring water to fructify it, the seed of devotional service sown in the heart of the devotee may be cultured by pouring water in the form of hearing and chanting of the holy name and pastimes of the Lord. The creeper of devotional service, so nourished, gradually grows, and the devotee, acting as a gardener, goes on pouring the water of constant hearing and chanting. The creeper of devotional service gradually grows so high that it passes through the entire material universe and enters into spiritual sky, growing still higher and higher until it reaches to the planet Golok Vrindavan. The devotee gardener is in touch with the abode of the Lord even from the material plane by dint of performing devotional service to the Lord simply by hearing and chanting. As a creeper takes shelter of another stronger tree, similarly the creeper of devotional service nourished by the devotee takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and thus becomes fixed. When the creeper is fixed, then the fruit of the creeper comes into existence and the gardener who nourishes it is able to enjoy this fruit of love and his life becomes successful. That Uddhava attained this stage is evident from his dealings. He could simultaneously reach the supreme planet and still appear in this world. Sankair Bhagavad Lokat Nirlokam Punaragatah Vimirja Netre Viduram Pritya Uddhava Usmayan. This verse, Sukadeva Goswami describing the physical status, situation and his mental, psychic status of Uddhavji. The scene is clear. Uddhava was sitting in Vrindavan, right on the bank of Jamuna, facing toward the flowing current stream of Jamuna. At that time, Vidurji, by the will of Providence, of course, he came there. As soon as Vidura saw Uddhavji, then Vidura inquired about the welfare, well-beings of the Yadu, members of Yadu dynasty. This was the scene, this was the situation. Then Uddhava, what was his situation? What was the status in spiritual progress? So some ashtashatvik vikar, ashta transcendental transformation in the body, it was completely visible and Vidurji was able to see, perceive those transformation in his body and same time in his mind. So here, before speaking, Sankair Bhagavad Lokan Nirlokam Punaragata, Sukadeva Goswami described that Sankair, gradually, very slowly, first thing Uddhavji did, he wiped his eyes, because his eyes were completely indebted. It was flooded with the tears of separation from Krishna. So he wiped off his eyes and he came, descended from the Bhagavan Loka, from the low, from a spiritual planet, descended, came there. So physically he was there, not that recently, but he was completely absorbed in the thought of Krishna, remembering Krishna only. He forgot his external condition. So he came on the normal situation. External consciousness came and then Vimirjya Netre, first thing he did, he wiped out his eyes, tears were there, and Pritya, with affection, with love, he started to speak to Uddhava, Usmayan, remembering the pastime of Krishna. So here Sukadeva Goswami hints talks about some glorification of Uddhava. We know Uddhava was a cousin brother of Krishna. There was one brother of Vasudevji, his name was Devbhag. Devbhag, one person, he was brother of Vasudevji in Mathura, and Uddhava was the son of Devbhag. So, he was cousin brother of Krishna, Uddhava. He was one of the most important personality in the Yadu dynasty, Uddhava. He beloved friend of Krishna, Krishnasya Daitah Sakha. One described that he was a Sakha, famed by very dear, most dear friend of Krishna. And he was direct disciple of Brihaspatiji. For his education, for study, from Mathura, Uddhava went to heavenly planet. See, such a took birth in Mathura. He was contemporary of Krishna. Krishna was herding cows, taking care of cows in Vrindavan, Nanda Baba. And Uddhava went all the way from earthly planet, from Mathura to heavenly planet. He accepted Brihaspatiji, Dev Guru Brihaspati, as a spiritual master. And very affectionately, personally, Brihaspatiji taught him directly. Brihaspati was his spiritual master, his guru, instructor. And this was his fortune. Next fortune, Krishna chose Uddhava to send Vrindavan with his message. Krishna wanted to pacify Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, all Brajavasi, and especially Gopi. Because as soon as Krishna left Mathura, they were submerged in the pain and the suffering of separation. So, Uddhava has fortune to visit Vrindavan. Very celebrated pastime. Description that in order to make the story like so pleasing and sweet, when Uddhavji came to Vrindavan, he was not knowing the whereabout of Nanda Bhavan. Nandagaon, first of all, right in the middle of forest, he was not knowing where is Nandagaon situated, and beside in Nandagaon, where was the palace of Nanda Baba. He was not aware, he was not, first time he had come. So he was asking people, where is Nandagaon, first where is Nandagaon and where is Nanda Bhavan, the palace of Nanda Baba. He was asking back and forth from different person. So one person advised him, Uddhava, don't worry. You see that some little creek is flowing, just you walk behind the creek. Opposite direction of the current and go there, just it will end there. The creek will end there in the Nanda Bhavan, right in the courtyard of Nanda Baba. So you can very, how come this creek, this small river emanating from the courtyard of Nanda Baba? How come usually the creek or river in a spring out from the mountain or some forest? So that person informed that the day Krishna, the dear most son of Iklauta, son of Mother Yashoda, Krishna has gone to Mathura. From the very same day, Mother Yashoda does only one thing, not many activities, only she is crying, weeping. And sometimes Nanda Baba also joined, and tears comes out from the eyes of Mother Yashoda. And that tears of Mother Yashoda had taken shape of a small river, a creek. So you know, don't worry, simply just go opposite direction of the creek. Go there and you will reach there. So, Mother Yashoda's situation was such. Anyhow, evening, Uddhavji reached there in Nanda Bhavan. And he saw the Uddhav saw the pitiful condition of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Simply they were crying. Mother Yashoda, of course, this was the great suffering. Before that event, every day Krishna used to go to herding the cow, grazing the cow in the forest. Mother Yashoda stayed behind in Nanda Bhavan, and whole day she was simply contemplating, thinking about Krishna, and especially she used to think maybe thorns may be piercing, prinking in the sole of Krishna's feet. And by thinking this, even wide idea this comes, there may be a stone hurting Krishna's feet, or maybe thorns prinking in his feet. So time to time, she was crying, and time to time she get fainted. So this was a similar condition was a Nand Baba. However, Nand Baba, Uddhavji, try to satisfy Mother Yashoda and Nand Baba, but he was filled with horn. Late evening, conversation started. Uddhav tried his level best to pacify, make comfortable Mother Yashoda and Nand Baba, but the whole night spent, Nand Baba was crying, Mother Yashoda was crying. And then when morning happened, so Uddhav could understand the supreme motherly affection Mother Yashoda and Nand Baba felt for Krishna. So one point he told Mother Yashoda and Nand Baba, don't worry. You are the most fortunate personality on this whole universe. You are the luckiest person in this universe. Because you have developed such extreme, supreme attraction for Krishna, Krishna Prem. So Nand Baba at that time did not appreciate his appreciation, rather he said, I have heard that Uddhava, he was a great scholar, disciple of Brihaspati, but today I could understand that he is a stupid person, a foolish, a crazy person. He says me, I am the most unfortunate personality in whole universe. Never ever my eyes become dry. Yashoda eyes never become dry, always flooded by the tear. Most wretched personality. And this person says that we are the luckiest person in the universe. So I could understand, I have heard that Uddhava, you are a very scholar person, but today I can understand you are a fool number one. You don't know. The most wretched person, you are the luckiest personality in the whole universe. However, Uddhava was very much impressed. This was first, and next morning he happened to see the gopis, other Brajvasi, and especially gopis, and especially Radharani. He has talked in Nandagam, their outskirt of Nandagam is still their place. They're called Uddhav Kyari or Uddhav Baithak. Place just outskirt of Nandagam, nearby, outside of Nandagam, where very celebrated conversation between the gopis and Uddhav took place. And here, a whole description there, Uddhav became very much impressed by the love of gopis towards Krishna. So Uddhav was a great personality, such a we can't imagine how he was. So he has this fortune, and this time again he was sitting on the bank of Jamuna, right on the sand of Jamuna. And his mental situation, how was emotionally he was, how elevated personality. Sukadeva Goswami has given description. And this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about how a devotee can uplift himself, raise himself on that platform, elevated, perfectional stage, how we can get. So Prabhupada has quoted from Chaitanya Charitamrita, anyone, not like Uddhava, but similar something, not equally, we can elevate ourselves equally. Uddhava, he was ever liberated, personal associate of Krishna, is not ordinary living entity. However, if someone is interested to make substantial progress in spiritual life, especially want to increase love for Krishna, then Srila Prabhupada talks about this purport. And very celebrated instruction, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu imparted this knowledge to Rupa Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu imparted knowledge, this instruction Rupa Goswami in Prayagraj, the confluence of Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. Prayag, three rivers, confluence of three rivers, meeting place Prayagraj. There on the bank of Ganga River, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about how we can get pure unalloyed attraction, love for Krishna. And this purpose is Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagyavani Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latad. There are 8,400,000 species of life. The human form of life is most important. So living into wandering, going through one species, another species. If someone is fortunate, living fortunate enough, then first fortune is manifested that he gets a human form of life. And then, Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagyavani Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latadi. If some fortunate living in Kiti, he comes in touch with a saintly person. This is considered to be very auspicious, most fortunate thing that one living in Kiti comes in touch with a devotee. And by the mercy of Krishna, by the mercy of Guru Krishna Prasade, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, a living entity gets bhakti lata bij, a seed of the creeper of devotional service. Devotional service is compared as a creeper, and the seed of creeper a devotee gets by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. First of all, he comes in touch with a saintly person, and then from there he receives the seed. Bhakti lata bij, creeper of devotional service. And then what he did, mali haya kare se bij aropan. Then that person, fortunate person, he becomes like gardener. Mali haya kare se bij aropan sravana kirtana jale kare se. He gets the seed, then he sows, push in his heart. First of time he makes the heart or soil fertile and soft, digs the earth and put inside the seed of devotional service, and then he sprinkles pure water there. Sravana kirtana jale korai sichana. Sravana or kirtan is sprinkle water. First you put the seed in the water, in the ground, makes it fertile, in order to make it fertile, it sprinkles water, make it soft. But water of Shravan and Kirtan, by hearing and chanting. So seed is sowed on the heart of a devotee, and then by Shravan and Kirtan, powering, sprinkling the water of Shravan and Kirtan, and then gradually the seed germinates, starts sprouting. At one point, then he is very ready, sprinkling water of Shravan and Kirtan. Then the creeper grows and goes higher and higher, for it penetrates the covering of the material existence. Brahma is penetrates that covering, and still it goes higher and higher, and one time it goes in the Birja River. Birja River, between spiritual planet and material planet, there is one river that is also called Birja River. Goes there, it still goes further up on the goes to Vaikuntha planet. From there, still he grows up to enters in the Golok Vrindavan. And then the creepers take shelter of Krishna lotus feet. The Krishna lotus feet is here compared to a strong tree. And the creeper takes shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, that compared like a strong tree. And here the gardener devotee always keeps on powering, sprinkling Shravan and Kirtan on the root of the creeper. And one point it bears the lata, creeper, it bears a fruit of Krishna prayer. And one point this fruit becomes ripened, absolutely becomes ripe. And from there it falls. And here the devotee, the Mali gardener, then he relishes the fruit of love of Krishna. Love of Krishna is a fruit, form of a fruit. And here, sitting there, the root is located, relish Krishna prayer. So, Prabhupada is like, Saravana Adi Shubhya Chitana, Mali Haya Kare Se Bij Arupan, Saravana Kirtana Jale Karaya Se Chan, Taha Vishari Tahaya Phale Prem Phal. It can grow very nicely, taking shelter of lotus feet of Krishna, the different, many, many unlimited fruit of Krishna Prem is bears. Taha Vishari Tahaya Phale Prem Phal. Iha Mali Siche Nida Sarvana Adija. The devotees respond simply, he sprinkles water, Sarvana and Kirtan, and then he gets the Krishna Prem, because one point is completely ripened, they fall down and next to the root, and the devotee Prema Khala Paki Pade Mali Aswa Doy Lata Alambiya Mali Kirtan. And then, here, Srila Prabhupada is talking about, then what devotee did? First of all, he relished the ripened fruit of Krishna prayer. And then he takes advantage of that creeper. It's really a strong creeper. And really climbing up that, goes, and then he went to there. Golok Vrindavan, he reached Golok. And once he reached there, Golok Vrindavan, always permanently engaged in service of Krishna, and Chaitanya, Eita Param Phala Param Purushat, Yar Age Tirne Tulya Chari Purushat. This is the highest perfectional stage, supreme perfectional stage, attend the shelter of Krishna, go there in Golok Vrindavan, and always engage in loving devotional service in the Krishna. Eita Param Phala Param Purushat, Jar Age Trine Tulle Chari Purushat. Once we get that position, Eita Param Phala, Supreme perfection, supreme fruit, supreme fall, result of the spiritual life. And once we get that one, then tar agi trinapur, all purusha are so-called perfection in religion, economic development, sense gratification, and even liberation. For that devotee becomes very insignificant. So in this purport, first of all, Sukadeva Goswami has described the highly elevated perfectional stage, emotional stage of Uddhavji. Vidur could observe, Vidur could realize, Vidur could see the elevated perfectional stage, highest perfectional stage situation of Uddhavji. And then here in the purport, Prabhupada talks about what is the highest perfectional stage and how we can get highest perfectional stage. For that in we must come in touch with a pure devotee, and by the mercy of devotee, Guru and Krishna, we will get the seed of Bhakti Lata. And then when we'll cultivate that seed, creeper, then certainly we will get the Krishna Prema. So this is in purport, Srila Prabhupada described that the process. Bhagavad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very elaborately had described. Of course, while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was describing that, he talks about some obstacle as well. That is when we sow the seed of Krishna Prem and we sprinkle water, we power water, then sometime some unwanted plants also take birth. And since we are powering Sravana and Kirtan, so one unwanted creeper also starts to grow. And sometimes it becomes so many and so strong that the main creeper, it is growing but very slow, and it is covered by other creepers, other unwanted weed. So the expert Mali, his duty to take uproot those other things. And that out, because when we are chanting, cultivating Krishna consciousness, certainly our financially status also improved due to bhakti. Bhakti has, but our we get the opportunity for sense gratification also. Our financial situation also get better. And sometimes we think that, if I am a suffering sannyasi here, certainly people see in the offer of senses. So sometimes we think that maybe I have made some progress, I am really great person, otherwise these people offering of senses to me. Must be something sublime in my personality. So, man, pratishtha. So this type of tendency is this also a creeper, which another unwanted plant growing, and this is also growing due to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness. So that we have to show. First of all, we should make uproot all the unwanted thing, and sometimes very carefully we have to protect that creeper. For that we must be fence covered. Otherwise, Vaishnava Aparadha, Vaishnava Aparadha is considered offense towards the devotee, considered the elephant, not only elephant, mad elephant. So if the mad elephant enters in the garden, immediately he will destroy everything. Or even a small bakari, goat, chagal can uproot that creeper. बकरी भी उसको खा सकती है, खटरप कर छागल छागल बकरी गोट कर इवेन ए गोट इज मैंने स्ट्रॉन्ग एनफ टू अप्रूट दैट भक्ति लता क्रीपर देन व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ एलिफेंट नॉट ओनली जेंटिल एलिफेंट मैड स्ट्रॉन्ग एलिफेंट सो वी मस्ट प्रोटेक्ट दैट क्रीपर बाय दैट वैष्णव अपराध इज कंपेयर्ड एज ए मैड स्ट्रॉन्गेस्ट एलिफेंट सो वी मस्ट नॉट कम वो यू आर फॉर्चुनेट एनफ टू गेट द भक्ति लता बीज फॉर्चुनेट एनफ टू शो दैट बीज सीड इन अवर हार्ट एंड यू आर स्प्रिंकलिंग पावरिंग वाटर ऑफ श्रवण कीर्तन एग्जीक्यूशन डिवोशनल सर्विस और नाइन लिम्स ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस इज स्टिल यू शुड बी वेरी केयरफुल to protect that creeper from the aparadh, offense of Vaishnava, especially Vaishnava aparadh. Otherwise, towards the end, we will become very much frustrated. So here, and this part, first of all, Sukadeva Goswami described the highest perfectional stage, emotional stage of Rupa Uddhavji, and Prabhupada gives the hint how can we can elevate, like we can become like Uddhavji, but similar something, we can cultivate Krishna consciousness by association of pure devotee and by the blessings of pure devotee. This is aparadhahin haya laha Krishna, free from offense. So chant seriously, attentively Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then we can, to some extent, experience the bliss of devotional service. So I think I should stop here. If you have any question or comment.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the wonderful class. My question was, Krishna sent Uddhava to pacify the Brajavasis. Mm. Was it more to pacify the Brajavasis, or was it more to for him to elevate, for his consciousness to be elevated? Mm. Was it because more to pacify them, because it didn't seem like they were so pacified? Or was it more for Uddhava, for them to him to see?
See, when Krishna returned from Ujjain, just Krishna came to Mathura and the killing part and coronation of Ugrasen made him king. Next thing, Krishna went to Ujjain for education and study. In Vrindavan, everybody herding the cow, did not get any opportunity for a study. So was then Krishna returned from Ujjain to Mathura. And always he was crying, thinking about Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Yashomati ke prem pade palami. Always remembering the Mother Yashoda, talking about Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, cowherd boys, cows, and gopis, how they are in distress due to my separation. And this happened because Uddhava was listening. And he was trying to pacify, Uddhava was trying to pacify Krishna, don't worry, they are nice, should be, and should not be so emotional, should not be so attachment. We should do our duty, we are now king and ruling the kingdom. So, but Uddhava could understand the affection, love for Brajavasi, Krishna love for Brajavasi. So, because Uddhava was a Daita Sakha, beloved friend of Krishna, so Krishna wanted that the gopis prem of Brajavasi, my dear friend, Uddhava also should experience So out of causeless mercy, Krishna sent him. Sent this purpose that when he go there, he will associate Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda, all other cowherd boys and go with them. He will learn, he will understand the actual love, supreme love, Gopi Prem. So he came, but apparently he was in being very much proud. Has a pride that I have logic, argument, this and knowledge. I will try my level to pacify Nanda Baba. So he further he came to pacify. But when he came, as soon as he entered in the house of Nanda Baba, he saw the situation of Mother Yashoda. How pitiful condition in separation of Krishna. Immediately his pride melted, and then he could understand the highest position, bigger position of all the Brajavasi, and he felt like dwarf for himself. And in however, apparently he tried, despite trying to Mother Yashoda, he tried his level best, but Srimad Bhagavatam said that he was failure. However, he thought himself fortunate enough. He said, by the mercy of Krishna, I am able to see the Brajavasi. And he was supremely, extremely impressed by their love. So came with proud, but very become very humble way. Of course, Bhagavan had returned to Mathura. He asked Krishna, Mathura is not suitable place for you to live here. We should go there. We should live there, Vrindavan, and we associate with them. They are really their devotees. So he tried, of course, what he became pacified, better to say, he could understand the greatness of Brajavasi prem towards Krishna. But apparently he tried Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda. But I go, Krishna will come soon, he will come, Mother Yashoda, don't cry. To some extent, they were solaced, but actually he was a failure. But same time, he was benefited by, he was very much impressed for the supreme attraction of Brajavasi for Krishna. And in many months, almost a year, he spent there in Vrindavan. He did not come, just hardly 10 miles, 16 kilometers away. Went there and for almost nearly 1 year stayed there, and taking association of visiting different places, pastime places where Krishna performed this pastime, that pastime. So he was very much impressed, supremely impressed, and in front of Brajavasi he felt that he was like a dwarf. They were tall personality in Krishna consciousness, he was feeling that I am insignificant. Asha Maho Charan Renu Jisham Ham Syam, he went there saying, my dear Krishna, if you can give me some benediction, please bestow me the benediction. Asha Maho Charan Renu Jisham Ham Syam Brinda Mane Kimapi Gulm Latau Sadhina. I want to take birth in Vrindavan, not as a tall tree, not as a human being, not as a gopi, but I become one to Gulm Lata Aushadhi, creeper. On its own, creeper could not go in the sky, just it always touched in the dust. Gulm Lata, so that the Brajavasi, when they walk behind me, then the dust raised by their feet will fall upon me. For that purpose, I please Krishna, bestow me the boon, let me take birth, make me fortunate enough to take birth as a creeper, as a small grass in Vrindavan. Asha Maho Charan Renu Jusham Hamsyam वृंदावने किमपि गुल्म लतौषधीना. तो एंड देन वंदे नंद ब्रजश्रीणाम पाद रेणुम अभिक्षण. आई ऑफर माई रिस्पेक्टफुल ऑब्सेंसेस टू द डस्ट ऑफ ब्रजवासी, डस्ट लोटस फीट ऑफ ब्रजवासी. वंदे नंद ब्रजश्रीणाम पाद रेणुम अभिक्षण. इफ आई कैन गेट वन डस्ट लोटस फीट ऑफ एनी ब्रजवासी एंड आई कपूट माई, आई विल कंसिडर फॉर्चुनेट इनफ, माई लाइफ विल बी सक्सेसफुल परफेक्ट वेन आई विल गेट दैट डस्ट. सो ही वॉज वेरी मच इम्प्रेस्ड. कृष्णा वास्ट वॉन्टेड दैट ही शुड रिलिश, ही शुड अंडरस्टैंड कृष्ण प्रेम गोपी प्रेम, बिकॉज ही वॉज फ्रेंड कजिन ब्रदर confidential friend. So and Krishna was successful, and this time he say his situation such a remembering Krishna, and you still we have discussed this still. Uddhava is residing in the form of a creeper small grass in Vrindavan on the bank of Kusum Sarovar, southern bank of Kusum Sarovar. Other Purana Drisai, one time he came out from bushes. Kirtan was going on, Bajranap, in the presence of Bajranap, Kirtan was going on, Uddhav came out. And he did, for 1 month he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam for 16,800 wives of Krishna, were also listening, and other people, Bajranap, were listening. So, I mean, here Prabhupada, Sukhdev Goswami simply talks about important, highly elevated position of Uddhavji, which was perceived by, seen by, felt by Vidurji. And in purport, Prabhupada mentioned how we can have a similar, not that up to that point we couldn't reach, that is too high, but similar we can relish. So Prabhupada starts in purport, how to get attraction, spontaneous attraction for Krishna. Trivikram Prabhu. Trivikram? Good, I forget. Okay.
Very nice, Maharaj. Thank you so much. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it's stated that except for the gopis, Uddhava was the highest recipient of Krishna's mercy.
Kripa patra. What is it? Kripa patra. Uddhava was the most fortunate kripa patra of Krishna next to Brajavasi. Brajavasi and second, just next to Brajavasi. Uddhav is Kripa Patra, recipient of mercy of Krishna. The Sanskrit word is Kripa Patra. Okay, I think.
One more quickly. When Lord Krishna was teaching Uddhava in the Uddhava Gita, he said that on the bank of the Ganges, there are some trees. They are feeding from the holy Ganges, but they're producing poisonous fruits. And then he was given comparison with some philosophers. I don't know, I mean, do you remember the example of the philosophers?
I think I cannot understand.
Lord Krishna was preaching to Uddhava.
Lord Krishna was preaching to Uddhava.
Yeah. That he said that on the bank of the Ganges,
on the bank of Ganga,
some trees, they're drinking the pure Ganga water.
They're drinking by root pure Ganga water.
But they're producing
Ganga water tree.
But they're producing poisonous fruits.
But producing
poisonous. Or bitter fruits.
You said that there are some tree right on the bank of Ganga, sucking the pure Ganga water, Brahmadrup. And how come they are producing poisonous fruit?
And so Lord Krishna was, and he was given a comparison to different philosophers. So I don't know, can you give some example of those philosophers?
I think we are getting the right answer. Later person sometimes. If there are some that type of some tree, I will not go near that tree. I will try to avoid the going near that tree. Okay, later personally will somebody say. Okay, I think I should stop here. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.